CPR News, I'm Joanne Allen. President Biden's new infrastructure plan outlined today calls for $10 billion to fund a new civilian climate corps. The jobs program would employ young people on public lands projects, including wildfire mitigation. The plan builds on legislation sponsored by Boulder Congressman Joe Neguse, who says it'll mobilize the next generation of conservation and resilience workers. A proposal to expand gender discrimination laws initially passed the Colorado House today after a lengthy debate. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Current state law bans discrimination based on sexual orientation. The bill would also add gender identity and gender expression. Republicans say the measure's new definitions are too subjective and could be difficult for businesses to comply with. Democratic Representative Brianna Titone is the state's first known transgender lawmaker. She says the bill is a matter of respect.
This bill puts into law what we already do. We already do this kind of stuff here. I stand before you today asking for respect. I've seen some respect in this chamber before from the majority of people from time to time. I want that to continue.
The measure still needs a final vote in the House. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
It'll be clear tonight across Colorado. Denver, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo will get down to 25 degrees overnight. This is CPR News.